So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools ad hoc committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lada. I'm the executive assistant and board secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. A couple of reminders before we begin. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment during the public comment portion of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. You can also state your comment anonymously. And then third, for our presenters, if you may please state your name and title before presenting yourself to the public and to the board. And for our board members in this committee, if you may please state your name before giving your comments or your questions. So with that, we'll officially begin. The date is Monday, September 23rd, 2021, and the time is 4:31 p.m. I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov, if you may please call your meeting to order.
Thank you, Jen. I would like to call Magnolia Public Schools ad hoc committee meeting to order. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. Now that we've established quorum, we'll move on next with the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move it, huh?
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. At this time, we did not receive any public comment form. If you would like to make a public comment, you can unmute yourself. There are no public comments at this time. We'll move forward next with the approval of minutes from the MPS regular ad hoc committee meeting on July 6, 2022. Would a board member like to move the motion? Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
Can I second that even though I was not part of that meeting?
You can.
Okay, I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The minutes for July 2022 has been approved. Next. Move on to action items, starting with 2A, approval of design services for solar photovoltaic carport for Magnolia Science Academy 57111 Winnega Avenue. I'll turn this over to Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel and Director of Facility.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking time out of your day to attend this meeting. I know it's off cycle, so we appreciate you making the time for this. So this is for our MSA5 project. And just by way of background, our goal, our mission is to submit our increment 2 plans to the Division of State Architect by October 11th. That is the intake date that DLR Group, our architect on record for this project, has reserved with the DSA in order to submit the increment 2 plans. And so this is part of that, and these are the solar plans that need to be submitted as part of this package. And just by way of background, make sure everybody's on the same page. We decided to split this project up into 2, maybe even 3 increments. The reason, if we could do the site work as part of increment 1, that would be a quicker review time than submitting everything all at once. So the increment 1 plans went in. Increment 2 plans are for the academic building. And the gymnasium would then be part of increment 3, which we were deferring the construction of that project. So we met with DSA back in June to talk about the increment 2 submission. And they mentioned that we needed to include solar plans as part of that submission. And why is that important? Well, with the deferral of the gymnasium construction, that also deferred, we were possibly going to defer the construction of the solar piece because our plan was to put the solar panels on the gymnasium, but they being DSA were of the opinion that we had to submit the plans with the academic building plans, the increment two plans. And so originally the solar voltaic, the PV panels were going to be on top of the academic building. But as everybody knows, one of the comments we got from the California Department of Education, CDE, was they wanted to see the project have more square footage added. So what we had to do was make use of the roof and add some usable space on the roof. So we did that in order to meet CDE requirements. Otherwise, we would have been able to put the solar panels on the academic building. But because we were then putting the roof deck, that we really couldn't do that anymore. We're running out of space. We're running out of the structural requirements to support that. So that was when we thought, oh, well, we'll add it to the gymnasium when the gymnasium is built. But then DSA came along and said, well, no, you need to have the photovoltaics as part of the submission, because we don't want you to not build the gymnasium and consequently not build the solar panels. So we got that feedback from DSA. You know, as soon as we got that feedback, and this was like at the end of June, we started reaching out to, well, researching how to do this efficiently and cost effectively. So we started reaching out, and by we, I mean our construction manager, Gateway Science and Engineering, started reaching out to different vendors to see who would be interested in the project, designing the solar, and who could deliver it in time. So they reached out to multiple vendors. Meanwhile, while that's going on, we're also trying to have a conversation with DSA, because we knew that, you know, time was quickly running out and we needed to have the plans in order to submit them to DSA. So our argument to them was, look it, you can deny us occupancy if we don't have the solar piece done, but please allow us to submit the solar plans after we've submitted the increment two plans, you know, giving us a little bit more breathing room to plans. You know, literally August 23rd, they came back and said, sorry, no, you can't do that. There was some back and forth. And they ultimately said, you either have to submit the plans concurrently or as the same set of plans. So with that, the decision was made for us. We quickly understood that we needed to prepare those plans, have them as part of the increment to submission. So again, Gateway, our construction manager, had reached out to multiple vendors. And literally on the 11th/12th, we received a proposal from Stellar Solar to do a design build project for us. We also spoke to another vendor that we had found, that we've actually spoken to about other projects for us. And, you know, while they have a good product, they could do the work. Nevertheless, they could not commit to meeting our deadline, which again is 10/11, October 11th. So based on that, we decided that going with Stellar Solar was the best option for this project. They've committed to meeting our deadline. So they have committed to delivering the plans by October 9th so that we can submit it on the 11th. So their original proposal was for a design build project. We asked them if they would be willing to you know, break out the design piece, so allow us to contract with them if approved, in order to prepare the plans that would be submitted to DSA, and they agreed to that. So they agreed to do that for $91,000 with a upfront deposit of $15,000. As part of the request today, we're asking for some additional money to add to contingency in the event something were to come up and they asked for more money, and we thought the request was fair and reasonable, then we would have that cushion to approve that without having to come back to the ad hoc committee or to the board. So that's part of the proposal today. So in summary, we're looking to approve this vendor to provide the design services so that we can submit our increment to package to the Division of State Architect on the 11th, and that package needs to include the solar photovoltaic plans. And one more thing before, actually, can you stop right here? Just once we understood that we were not going to be able to put the solar panels on the roof of the academic building, we had to, and we couldn't defer it to the gymnasium, the natural progression to that was to look at the parking area. And we realized that there was sufficient space there to add a solar carport, which, you know, I'm sure everybody's seen around the city. They're pretty ubiquitous at this point. So just from this picture here, you'll see that we're covering, you know, a number of spots on the west side of the property. So actually, I think it's a benefit because otherwise those spots would not be covered. So that's where the solar PV panels would be going. And with that, those are my, that's my proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments?
Thanks, Patrick. This is Nikon. Does Stellar have like experience with submitted to DSA, working with DSA?
Yes, they do. Yes. They've done a number of, well, they have a Division of State Architect pre-certified design, which means it's been vetted by DSA. They're familiar with the design, so that we expect that helps the approval process. So they're not going to be hung up on the solar piece of the project. So yes, they've done multiple projects, including school projects. So they're very familiar with the DSA.
Thanks for that. And parking lot wise, so we are utilizing half of the parking lot for this purpose. We are utilizing the half strategically for some purpose, or is it just enough?
Well, it's yeah, that's a great question. This is Patrick again. So I think that the panels are actually going to go a little bit further. It's going to cover more of the parking space, just because when we did the calculation, we had to take account of the fact that the carports can't extend into the fire lane. So these are going to be a little bit, I know when you look at it right here, it looks like, oh, it doesn't, but in actuality, it would go over the fire lane. So this basically is going to be narrower and it's going to extend down a little bit more, but not all the way to the end of the parking lane.
I mean, benefit or advantages or disadvantages just going full length? Or?
More expense. More expense. We could certainly do that, but you know, trying to save wherever we can at this point. And we figure once we get around to doing the gymnasium, which we will, we'll be able to put so there'll be sufficient space on there to put the additional solar panels on there.
Down the road.
Exactly. Yes. And even, I mean, just if it was more cost effective to add them, you know, to this row of solar panels, we could certainly do that as well. So we're just giving ourselves a little bit more options for the future. But ultimately, you know, once we build that gymnasium, we will have to add more solar capacity.
And also the proposal goes into details of, you know, the kilowatts of the,
yes,
of needed, of course, the Q cells, they have the battery packs.
Yes.
I understand them to a certain extent, but not fully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that Gateway went through this,
yes,
and they cross-checked. This is what we need for the site.
Yes.
And this will meet our needs, right? So Gateway is on.
That is correct. This. Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole calculation that we had to do at the front end regarding the
capacity.
They provide
that here.
Yeah. So it's basically we had to just kind of check those numbers, make sure they're accurate, and so the team is comfortable that everything we're supposed to deliver as part of increment two has been captured.
Okay, because the quality of the inverters used on this type of structures is very crucial.
Yes.
When it, you know, starts running.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure those were looked into.
Yes.
And then payment-wise, what is like payment schedule with them?
So they've asked for a $15,000 deposit, and then the rest of the fund. The rest of the payment will be due once they deliver the plans.
Is there some sort of contingency? I hope that's, I don't even want to think about it, but you know where I'm coming to it. Just in case if it's not met that October 9, they have plan B or
I think,
assuming that we're meeting it, then
yes.
I don't want to even think about it, but it is big elephant.
Well,
in the room,
for sure.
Tight deadline. Right?
Yes.
2 days later, we have
this. Yes. I mean, so the way I'll answer that is they do have, again, a DSA PC. So these are plans that are pretty much ready to go. So the only thing that needs to happen now is they need to adapt those plans to our site. So I feel 95%, 96% confident that one way or another we will get plans in. I mean, even if they were not fully baked, meaning there had to be some additional work that went into them, we will submit something. So, we felt comfortable with this company. We explained, Gateway first talked to them about it. Then, you know, I was a little paranoid about it. So I had a conversation with them as well. I said, look, a lot hinges on this. We really need to make this happen. And so I spoke with the representative and I felt comfortable that they could meet our deadline. They understood the deadline and they were willing to work with us.
Right. And concurrently with this plan, we're submitting other stuff on October 11th as well.
That is correct.
This is just one piece.
This is just one piece, yes.
Afterwards. And are we planning any meetings between then and, let's say, if we were to move forward? Do we have like internal, some sort of, updates?
Yes.
That's planned just. Get a gist of how things are going with them.
For sure, yeah. I mean, so we have regularly scheduled Tuesday meetings with the rest of the team. So we'll make sure to ask them to join us, you know, even for a few minutes to say, yeah, it's going great, or it's not going great. I don't expect that to get that messaging, but we will ask them. And you know, they've been very responsive. As soon as I message them, call them, it's almost within minutes, I get a response back from them. So I feel comfortable with their team.
And then we could, this is Alfredo Rubalcaba. Good evening, everyone. We could also have separate meetings, not only with you, but other members of the ad hoc committee to update them leading up to that October 10th date. Because on October 10th, at that time, we will disclose to you everything has been submitted. We're ready to go. And I'll check with you and the other ad hoc members in terms of cadence. We already meet with you.
Yes.
So we'll check with the others to also update them separately.
Right. As long as team meets with them as well.
Yes.
You get in firsthand
yes.
Information on it.
how
Yes.
things are going. And Greg and his team feels comfortable with school.
Yes. Yes.
Has Greg worked with them before?
No, I don't think so. Based on my conversations with him, it doesn't sound like he has.
And I checked the warranties section for Ford, so they have the standard warranties, and they named the product that they're going to put on, and the limited warranty and all that. So I like the way this was structured. So of course, you know, our company itself will warrant for a year.
Yes.
So when I looked up, it is standard, but sometimes we can push for two. So given that this is you know, new for us,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, they do warrant at least for a year. So I think that's
yeah,
the reason. All right. I'm good for now. Yeah. Thank you, Beth.
All right. Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee?
I read the report. Appreciate all the information. It looks fine. Just please be transparent through the whole process, and please make sure all deadlines are met. Please. And
yes.
If whatever reason they're not going to be ever to be met, please do not inform us the day of or the day before. Please give us time and resolution to the as to why and what we're going to do next, please.
Of course. Yes, this is Patrick, yeah.
Thank you.
If I don't jump out the window first,
no,
I will. The next day, I will give you all that information.
First scratch their cars.
Just kidding.
They got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, any final questions or comments from the committee?
And then the architect, is this part of the design of the architect as well? Is all the designs clear?
I'm sorry, this is Patrick. What do you mean? Can you clarify?
So we're just changing the vendor. That's all we're doing. We're not changing any orders, right, to the previous design?
Yeah, so this is Patrick. So we're actually not changing anything. DLR Group is still our architect of record. We're merely adding additional design services that DLR Group could not provide for this particular purpose.
Okay, so we're just adding to it. Okay.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Any last question? Okay, with that, if not, the motion is for the committee to approve the attached proposal from Stellar Solar in the total amount of $91,000 for the Magnolia Science Academy 57111 Winnetka Modular Construction Project. Staff further recommends and moves that the committee approve a contingency of $15,000 for a total of $106,000. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move it, Khan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. The motion carries. With that concludes all of our items for today's meeting. I'll turn it back to Mr. Mohamedov.
This will be short.
If you may please adjourn, the time is 4:54 p.m.
Thanks, Jen. I would like to adjourn Magnolia Public Schools ad hoc committee meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.